Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. This report is sponsored by Allion Herbicide from Bayer Crop Science. Cleaner, longer, Allion. An economic analysis conducted by the Highland Economics Firm shows AB 1066 having significant consequences for California agriculture. The study found that the law will reduce farm production along with income for farm workers. The new time constraints on farm workers will also have a negative impact on California's overall economy. Mark Van Clavern is a farmer in Madera who grows watermelons, almonds, and Thompson seedless grapes. He shared his thoughts about the new legislation.
Well, I don't think that's going to be good for anybody, to be honest with you, because the workers, they want to put in the hours, they want to work. And if we've got to pay them higher wages to start with and then overtime on top of that after 8 hours, there's certain jobs that just it won't sustain the higher wages. And so they'll have to go home at the end of an 8-hour day and a 40-hour week.
More from Mark Van Clavern after this.
You go the extra mile for your grapes, citrus, and tree nuts. Does your herbicide? Allion Pre-Emergence Herbicide goes the distance, delivering up to 6 months of powerful residual control of grass and broadleaf weeds, including resistant species. With Allion, you reduce the number of in-season sprays, so you can focus less on weeds and more on profitability. Cleaner, longer. Allion Herbicide from Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions.
The requirements of AB 1066 will be phased in beginning in 2019, when California's minimum wage will be at a rate of $12 an hour. Van Claver noted what their operation will have to do when the new overtime rules come into effect.
Then we'll have to cut their hours back from where they're at. Fill that void with mechanization.
When compared to other states, California already has one of the highest minimum wage rates at $10 an hour. By comparison, the federal minimum wage is only $7.25 per hour. The cost of labor and limitations on farm worker hours, combined with the cost of water and increasing environmental regulation, is making farming in California more and more difficult.
Exactly. And, you know, the economics is all simple, but the government steps in and just complicates everything. You know, I guess that leaves it to us to have to figure out how to swerve between all the regulations and stay in business.
This is California Ag Today.